Was it from the beginning planned to be around police and prisons? Or was that something?
You don't remember that?
I sort of remember. I sort of remember, but I wonder if you could tell that story.
For the people who weren't there, right?
Yeah.
No. It totally was not. It was a political difference. You know what I mean? Like, it was a real political difference, and it was a good, in retrospect, a good, maybe not even in retrospect, maybe I felt that then too, that it was a really good political struggle, because a lot of our comrades, and I mean that, because in some respect, it ended up working well together, you know, we had to. But a lot of the comrades who were organizing these actions were really focused on dealing with anti-globalization, you know? And so, like, this was post-Seattle. There was a lot of energy and excitement around raising questions around neoliberalism and around globalization, and folks said, okay, this is a perfect time to continue this outcry at this RNC convention, you know? And then there were some of us who felt like, yes, that's true. However, we felt like we needed to link these issues of global capital to conditions of people of color in the U.S. in particular. And we felt like one of the most, predominant, prevalent places to make that kind of association was related to the prison industrial complex, because you couldn't talk about racism, white supremacy, capitalism, and not talk about the prison industrial complex. So we argued that, you know, we can talk about globalization, and to make that kind of relationship nationally, domestically, we need to deal with the PIC. And, you know, and it became like a real struggle. Because folks felt like in the anti-globalization people, not all, but some of the anti-globalization folks felt like, well, this dilutes our message. And we were like, no, what you're saying, to not privilege this, then, you know, further invisibilizes this struggle that we've been engaged in as colonial folks. Since we've been here, you know, so it was on and popping. And one of the things that, you know, really came out with that was a really, I think, some pretty heated, and good conversations around, sovereignty, self-determination, colonialism as played out in the United States. All that, right? So we got into it with folks around, like, how, and just to backtrack, I mean, what the folks who were really pushing for, you know, globalization, not dealing with national, domestic issues. One of the places that they really started pushing, what they offered, was, well, let's just do an umbrella of anti-globalization. Let's have a mega mess. And we rejected that. We were like, no mega message. Like, cause, you know, no meta message. They wanted a meta message. And we felt like, what we were talking about, and particularly being in Philly, and particularly dealing with Mumia, who, as though, you know, I am critical of dealing with political prisoners as individuals you know, in terms of the larger PIC struggle, and that's, you know, a political position that I've grown to over the years. It, with Mumia's case in particular, it seemed highly relevant that we emphasize Mumia's case. One, because there was a lot of international heat, again, in the sense of energy, interest in his case. Like, I had been in Chiapas at one point, and the frigging Zapatistas were asking us about Mumia. So there had been international attention around his case. And then he had had two death warrants signed. And so he, you know, I don't remember if this was right before the second one or right after we had fought back the second one. Might have been right after. I'm not sure. Like I said, I don't remember. Or maybe in the midst of. But being in Philadelphia and to not, you know, privilege Mumia's case in this particular moment when the Republicans were pushing for more law and order, when the Republican or I forget who was going for governor, but I think it was what's his face, who ended up being with the Homeland Security, what's his name?
Ridge, yeah.
Ridge. Right. He was like the governor. So it was like, wait a minute. You know, the conditions demand, and also respecting the local, like respecting local struggles, respecting that people have, people in this city have a stake in some of these issues. We're going to also privilege the case of Mumia Abu-Jamal. We're going to privilege police violence in Philadelphia, you know, in terms of some of our messaging. So we fought like a lot around that. And eventually, you know, the resolution was, well, okay, fine. We'll have August 1st as a day of action around, you know, the prison industrial complex, and listed out all these issues inclusive of Mumia. And other folks will take other days. You know what I mean?
I was curious because of, I think what I remember most is the conversations in New York, and I wasn't sure, but I, from what you're saying, you were also, like, involved in the early planning in Philly, too, like, of the whole
thing.
Wow.
Yeah. Going back and forth and having those dialogues. And also, you know, also, we had to be like, look, we are bringing what this movement does not have, which is people of color, predominantly young people of color, predominantly female-bodied people of color and queer people of color and poor people of color who are coming to this action from, you know, our own particular experiences, our own analysis, which is completely, you know, different from the analysis that is currently existing, and that has value. And you cannot talk about pushing for an anti-globalization. You can't talk about pushing, you know, for a movement that is about, you know, getting rid of diminishing exploitation and not deal with folks, who, indigenous people, right? People who are most affected by these policies. And so what we're saying is we're bringing those folks whose voice, not only their voices, but also their bodies are going to be on the line on this. So back the fuck up. Those were the levels of struggle that we were having. And what it meant then was that for us to be engaging in those struggles, it meant that we had to organize, quote unquote, produce some turnout, some people who were willing to do exactly that, put their voices, put their bodies on the line for these politics. And so, you know, it wasn't just talk and it wasn't just rhetoric. It was also like, all right, we got to come back and organize. And we got to organize not just for that particular moment, but we got to organize for the long haul. You know what I mean? And I feel really proud. That's one thing, as jacked up as that day was in many respects. I think one of the best things about it was the level of organizing that we did and the political education that we participated in a just kind of experiential way in organizing this kind of an action, you know. And honestly, it really turned a whole lot of people off and it turned a lot of other folks on, you know what I mean? But it definitely, yeah. Really, it was a learning moment in many respects.